In just a minute, Carl reads passages from his favorite book, Catcher in the Rhyme. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call. 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, there's a growing sense of doubt about the claims the Obama administration is making about its performance and the statistics they've offered to back up those claims. Well, things were not helped this week when critics cast doubt on an announcement about the president's what?
His weight.
No, not his weight. I'll give you a hint. They also, just to, you know, make it more suspicious, that they claimed that the money he paid to rent the shoes was part of the stimulus.
Rent shoes? Bowling? Yes. His bowling?
His bowling
isn't
score.
As good as he says it is?
Well, this is what happened. You remember that back in the campaign, he famously went bowling, I think it was in Pennsylvania, and he scored a 37, which caused much mocking and dismay. Well, on Monday, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs told reporters he had seen with his own eyes Barack Gutterball Obama bowl 144 at the Camp David bowling alley over the weekend. So Gibbs announced his bowling score, and he got some skeptical questioning, and he said, "Now look, look," said Gibbs, "this shouldn't be so hard to believe. Bowling is a huge pastime in his native country of Kenya." Oh, no!
I mean, doesn't the guy have two bowling alleys now? I mean, there's one in the White House.
There's
right?
one in the White House, yeah.
And there's one in Camp David. So, I mean, of course he's going to get. And 144 still kind of sucks.
Look, if he. Yeah. Well, first of all.
Okay. Oh, wait. I am lucky to break 100, okay? But there's been no discussion here about bumpers. You notice
you
that?
You think? Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. You think the president is using those kiddie bumpers?
Well, they didn't
the
say.
The birthday party bumpers?
I kind of like the image of it, though, don't you?
I was about to say, I mean, if the president really has brought up his bowling score from 37 to 144, he's probably not making the most optimum use of his time while in the White House.
Yeah, exactly. No, I like a president who doesn't score big in bowling. I didn't even like it when the first Bush, everybody made fun of him. Remember when he didn't know about the scanner with the milk?
Yeah.
See, I thought that was good news.
That he didn't know about shopping for groceries.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want my president shopping for groceries and picking up his dry cleaning. We got bigger fish to fry here, and they need to get out and do it.
Anyway, Tom, Starbucks is training its managers and baristas to work faster. And one exercise they're using to train them is they're asking the baristas to perform a challenging task that's a bit of a throwback to childhood. What is it?
A throwback to childhood. Play jacks.
No.
That's tough. Have you tried that lately?
That's hard.
Really hard.
This is something some of us did as kids, depending on our age, and it teaches them assembly, disassembly, manual dexterity.
Playing with Legos?
No, I'll give you a hint.
Tinker Toys.
It might lead to somebody giving you one day a holiday potato chino.
Oh, Mr. Potato Head?
Making Mr. Potato Heads.
Seriously?
Assembling them and disassembling them, yes, for hours. Ever notice how in Starbucks you're double half-calf non-fat?
Why wouldn't they just practice, like, making coffee?
Because if they were good at making coffee, they wouldn't have to practice with a Mr. Potato Head. That's the point. Will you ever notice how your double half-calf non-fat vanilla latte takes so long it's almost not worth overpaying for it? Starbucks has noticed, as part of their new speediness training program, baristas are seeing how fast they can assemble a Mr. Potato Head toy. The goal is 45 seconds or less. Seems strange, but there's good news. You can now get a vanilla latte with googly eyes. A little faux mustache.
And a hat.
Yes. Paula, this is such good news for accident victims in Iowa. They now have an alternative to calling 911. What?
To calling 911, they can write them.
Yes, they can, but in what method?
They can text them?
They can text them, right. You can text your emergency. You know, you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden it's like, OMG, shot in face, LOL. I'm sure you follow this news. It turns out federal studies have shown driving while texting extremely dangerous. Well, good news. If you're texting while driving in Iowa and you crash, you can just crawl over to your detached arm, pull the phone from your now dead hand, and text 911 with your other hand. Text language, we know, is all about abbreviations. The Iowa Emergency Rescue Team has come up with some shorthand for common emergency needs. FMCP, that's fat man experiencing chest pain. There's OMG, usually means, oh, my God. It's got a 911 meeting, so OMG, OMG would be, oh, my God, office mate mauled by gorilla.
And for second timers, you always just end it with A.
Yeah.
Again. Office mate attacked by gorilla. Again.